There is a cold silence before Easter Sunday service at this Catholic church in Kyiv. Worshippers kneel and cross themselves as they come in. Some take confession while the congregation gathers. Many of the people here have family members and friends fighting in the East. Most never expected they would have to live through war.
Everyone is living through their own personal pain, and they know some of the people they know may not come home. And by coming here, we look for belief and hope, because maybe there will be nothing left.
There are more than a million Roman Catholics in this predominantly Orthodox Christian country. Boxes of donated food and clothing are stacked along the aisles, ready for volunteers among the worshippers to distribute to those in need. Father Pavlo Vyshkovsky prepares to give communion. The congregation wait in line.
When the war started, I started coming to the church more often because of the anxiety. When I hear the fathers preaching, it gets easier. I find more faith in myself, in our society, and our victory.
In a corner of the church stands a model of an army post with the Ukrainian flag. Recently, services have had to be held underground near the church crypt. Until a few days ago, church services in recent weeks have been held here, underground, because of fear of potential Russian shelling. Now, despite the fact that Russian forces have withdrawn from areas around Kyiv, there is still great fear that that shelling could start again. The head priest here says that he estimates up to 80% of the worshippers in this parish have fled since the war began. The priests resisted government pressure to close the church on February the 24th when the Russian army invaded.
The day the war started, officials told us we had to close the church, but we refused because we had to support the people. We have since helped evacuate children and the elderly from areas of the parish outside Kyiv. The atmosphere in the church has changed. Since the war started, people are more united and we help each other more.
A priest collects money to go towards renovations of the church damaged by fire last year, because without this place of worship, many of the people here would find living through war even harder than it already is. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.